Blog Talk Radio.
Looks like I got everybody. Okay, you're live, sir.
Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord just one more time. Amen. God is so good. I don't know about you, but I woke up this morning and I was so grateful that God has given me the ability to use my fingers, my my toes. Amen. I can move my eyes. I can move my head. Amen. I'm just so grateful. Amen. And this is Pastor D. Townsend. Amen. You are listening to the Jubilee Affair. Amen. But right now, this is our Fuse Memorial CME Church worship service. Fuse Memorial CME Church is in the house. Fuse, make some noise. Amen. Let's get
it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. God is so good.
Amen.
God is so good. Amen. I have with me here some of the ministers, some of these great, great preachers of Fuse Memorial CME Church. I have with me the Reverend Patricia. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I have Minister Roslyn. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I have Minister Kyle. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
I have Minister Lisa, God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Amen. And everybody know and love the First Lady of Fuse Memorial, the First Lady of the Jubilee Affair, Minister Tremaine. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Amen. 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 And I am joined always by the good brother Hakim Nuba, who is in the house. Amen.
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 Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. So as we open up our service, amen, I am grateful to the sister Annette McKinney, amen. She stepped forward and said she wanted to sing a song for us, amen. So, Miss Annette, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
Blood that Jesus shed for me.
Yeah.
Way back on Calvary. Glory, the blood that gives me strength,
yes,
from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubt. And it calms my fears, and it dries all of my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose. His power.
Mm-hmm.
It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never, never, never lose its power.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The blood that will never lose its power. Amen. Reverend Pat, let us affirm our faith in the Apostles' Creed. Reverend Pat.
The affirmation of faith. Let us unite in the historical confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
of heaven and earth,
in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he should come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Minister Rosner, will you please bless us with an invocation, please?
Good morning, saints. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Prince of Peace. Good morning, Almighty Savior. Lord, we come this morning to give you all the praise and worship. We thank you, first of all, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and shed his blood for us. Secondly, for waking us up to a brand new day, a day we never seen before, to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for allowing us to be able to have this worship service live on radio. You said where there's two or three gathered in my name, you be in the midst, Father. Yes. So right now we know you're in the midst. Bless this communion and Palm Sunday. And most of all, we are still here able to give you all the honor and all the glory. Yes. God be a protection head around us, shield us from the plagues and turmoil. You said in the word, Psalms 21 and 23, your words and your promises to us. Peace be still. You calm the storms. You calm the storms and waves. You said in your word, on this rock I build my church.
Amen.
God is your protector and your defender. No, he hide us from all this trouble. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. I will fear no evil, for thou with thy rod and staff comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Think on things that are good and great, for he is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
We plead the blood, and we know we're covered by your blood. There's power in your blood. Wonderful power in your blood. Lord, bless the service. Bless our pastor this morning as he speaks a word from you. Remove self and enter into Holy Spirit. Use him like you never used him before.
Lord,
give every listening ear that is under the sound of his voice to be restored, anointed, and renewed with the right spirit of more faith and not fear, for you are not a God of confusion. Bless every family represented here today, every church service going on, no matter how, where, or when, every pastor, no matter what faith or religion, as long as it is for your glory and honor, to be kept by your Lord. Lead us and guide us each and every day. Show us your will and your way. Have your way in this service, Holy Spirit. Shower down on us. You are in control, God. Bless this word. Bless your world. Bless your leaders. Bless all who have come to worship and praise you and hear a word from you, Lord, so that someone might cry out, what must I do to be saved? Come, Holy Spirit, help us, be with us, comfort us, and give us a peace that passes all understanding, and make our faith in you stronger than ever. Help us to be still and know that you are Lord of lords and kings of kings and worthy, so worthy to be praised. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Keep praising him, saints. Keep on praying. Keep on loving each other. Move more and more. Keep your faith and keep on serving the Lord. This is my prayer. Let's give God the glory and honor and praises he so deserves from us. If we are to be soldiers in the army of the Lord, May God continue to bless and keep us through these trying times. God loves you, and so do I. Thank you, Jesus. Pray the Lord. Be with you. Keep your joy. God gave it to you, and the world can't take it away.
Amen.
God is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? Hold on, saints.
Yes.
Hold on to his unchanging hand.
Yes.
Hold on, and let the church say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank
you,
God. Yes, indeed. Amen. This is church. Amen.
Amen.
We gonna keep it moving. Amen, Brother Kyle. Exhorter Kyle. Minister Kyle. Amen. Would you hit us with that scripture, Doc?
Amen. Glory be to God. Scripture, Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11, from the Message Bible, it says, when they neared Jerusalem, having arrived at Bethphage on Mount Olives, Jesus sent two disciples with these instructions. Go over to the village across from you. You'll find a donkey tethered there, her colt with her. Untie her and bring them to me. If anyone asks what you're doing, say, the master needs them. He will send them with you. This is the full story of what was sketched earlier by the prophet. Tell Zion's daughter, look, your king is on his way, poised and ready, mounted on a donkey, on a colt, full of a pack animal. The disciples went and did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They led the donkey and colt out, laid some of their clothes on them, and Jesus mounted. Nearly all the people in the crowd threw their garments down on the road, giving him a royal welcome. Others cut branches from the trees and threw them down as a welcome mat. Crowds went ahead and crowds followed, all of them calling out, Hosanna to David's son. Blessed is he who comes in God's name. Hosanna in highest heaven. As he made his entrance into Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken, unnerved. People were asking, what's going on here? Who is this? The parade crowd answered, this is the prophet Jesus, the one from Nazareth in Galilee.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to this word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is a true blessing, amen, to hear the word. It's almost like a live thing, and you can almost, if you close your eyes, amen, you can almost just envision everything that transpired, amen, all those years and years ago, amen. This is why I said that the word is alive and well, amen. I'm just so grateful, amen, for this word that we have, amen, that is a help to me, amen. It is a guard to me. It is a shield to me. It is everything that I need in order for me to be successful. Amen. I have just a few announcements, amen. As you all know, we did experience some death in our family, amen. Sister Maddie Carolyn, amen, who passed away, and Brother Joseph Hightower, amen. We have not heard any information as of yet as far as funeral arrangements. However, when we do, I will make sure that I forward that information to you so that way we can all be on one accord. We also know due to what's going on now within our society that we are told to have limited services. So as soon as I get everything together, I will make sure that you all will know so that you can pay your respects to the family, amen, on behalf of their deceased loved ones. Amen.
Amen.
Also, let me also say this. It is a true blessing, amen, for us to be together on this show right now. I want to personally, on behalf of Fuse Memorial CME Church, I want to personally thank Brother Hakim and Sister Michelle for allowing Fuse Memorial to hold their services here on the air. Amen. It is a true blessing. I thank God for Brother Hakim, who is the lifeline of this HubNet online radio network. Amen. I thank God for him and Sister Michelle, who is our leader, who is the leader of this network. She continues to show me and prove to me why God put us together. Amen. Because God wanted me to see that she was one that hears his voice. Amen. And she came to me with this idea to put our show, our worship service online and to broadcast it. And so I'm just so grateful to the both of them. For Brother Hakim, you know, I pray God's blessings upon you, because you had to do some changing, Doc, and you didn't have to, but you did it. And I'm so grateful to you, and I pray that God will bless you for what you've done. And I pray that God will also bless Michelle. And again, on behalf of Fuse Memorial, I say thank you for this hospitality, and thank you for opening up the doors for us. Amen. Also,
amen.
Also, let us continue to be in prayer for one another while we're all going through this this trying time. Amen. We're all going through a trying time right now. Some of us are locked in our houses and we can't go anywhere. Some of us, you know, are still working. We need to be praying for those who are out working. Amen. And still out there trying to fight the good fight. Amen. On behalf of us, amen. Because without them, I don't know what we.
Amen.
I'm grateful for those who work in the medical field. I live with a person and married to a person who works in the medical field, who was on the front line, and I just ask God that you would bless all of them, Father, that you would keep them, and that you will be there with, continue
amen.
To show us, Father, what we must do in order to be saved by your grace. I thank
amen.
You, Father God, for the health workers, Father. I thank you for those that are taking care of the elderly, Father. Just give us all a spirit of compassion, Father.
Yeah.
Because one day, Father, it will be us as we grow older, Father, as our bodies grow older, Father, it will be us one day.
Yeah.
And we must
remember,
Father God, to bless all people at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, Minister Lisa, will you please pray a prayer for the world, please, as we have our altar call? I would ask that everybody will bow their heads and close their eyes for this altar call.
Good morning, Jesus, Father, and the Holy Spirit. Father God, we just come before you for immediate relief, shelter, food, and health care, Father God. Father God, we just pray right now that you restore hope for the future for us all. Father God, we thank you right now for all our communities, for all our municipalities. We thank you, Father God, for all the countries, for all the world leaders, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, from the least of these to the most, Father God, to the leadership. We ask right now in your precious name and by your son's blood, Father God, that whomsoever hears this information, Father God, that they are led, Father God, to be a person who follows rules, Father God, that, Father God, your
yes.
word says that wherever we all are gathered, Father God, we are in the midst. Father God, we ask right now that we do believe right now and we receive right now, Father God, that you are Lord. We receive right now in the precious name of Jesus right now, Father God, that those who are led, Father God, will follow the rules, Father God, for the many, not just for us, Father God, who are the least of those who right now may not have understanding, Father God. But let us just do it just because it is the right thing to do, Father God, because it is the thing that we are asked to do, Father God. We ask right now, Father God, that under the sound of my voice right now, all who are listening, Father God, that you do your part, Father God, that you get in and you get out, Father God. The only place that you stay right now, Father God, is at the throne of grace, Father God. Stay there, Father God, at the supreme hymn right now, Father God, to give us the grace and mercy and continue to leave us with that, Father God, so that we can all just live in you and abide in you and you abide in us. We ask right now, Father God, that all who are on the front line, Father God, all who are on there, we're all on the front line, Father God. It is our front line duty, Father God, to keep you raised up, to live in you, to abide in you, to keep our minds and our hearts focused on you. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus,
thank
for
you.
This broadcast. We thank you for all of those that are gathered here, Father God, and all of the families, the extended families who are involved in this right now, Father. We are all one. We are one in Christ, Father God. All of this is because of all of us, Father God. There is no respecter of persons. We're all here in this together. We love you. We keep you lifted mightily, Father God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. We are here for the world. We are one. We are family. We are the family of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank you, Minister Lisa Green, for that wonderful prayer. Amen. Before we move on, I just want to also acknowledge the fact that Sister Relitha Moak, amen, who is one of the cornerstones of our church, amen, just sent me a message and told me that she's in the hospital. Amen. So we need to keep her covered. Keep her lifted up, amen, because she is
amen.
A pillar of faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, let's cover her right now. Father God, we just thank you for all those, Father, who have been in the hospital, Father, all those, Father, who are suffering right now. Father, I lift up the name of Victor Beauchamp, Father, our
Amen.
Musician,
yes.
our spiritual musician, Father, because he is a lifeline to our church
yes.
as well, Father.
Yeah.
I ask that you would bless him, Father. I ask that you would bless all those bereaved, Father, that you would bless
yes,
all those
bless.
That are sick, Father, that you would just
yes.
touch us right now, Father God, in a mighty way, Father. Have your way, Father God. But
yes.
let your healing spirit go forth.
Yes.
Touch all those, Father. Touch this world. Touch, Father God, those whom we love, Father. We just thank you.
Thank you,
Father. We ask right now, Father God, that you would
yes.
open up some new doors for us, Father God, to walk through. And we will
yes.
forever be grateful, Father, for the things that
Amen.
You've done for us.
Yes.
The things that you have done. Bless us right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Miss Annette, I know I asked you for one song, amen, but before I'm in a mood to hear some music, amen, so I asked Minister Tremaine to also sing a song, but Miss Annette, would you mind blessing us with a song first? If you have a song on your heart, whatever is on your heart.
Sure, give me one second, okay? Go ahead,
amen.
Paul.
Amen. Well, while you are getting prepared, I'll ask Minister Tremaine to bless us first, and then you can come after her, Miss Annette.
Okay. Amen. It was stated before that. That every knee shall bow and every tongue
yeah.
shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe that in this time right now that God is reminding us that he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yes, he is.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
to be praised. We give you
trying times, you know, you got to learn to depend and lean on Jesus, because even though we have our acquaintances and our friends down there on earth, you ain't going to find no friend like Jesus. So, on that note, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus.
Yes,
yes. No, no, not one.
Yes, yes.
No, 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 no. Not one. None else can heal all our soul diseases. No, no, not one.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, no, not a one. No, not a one.
Say one more time.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, no, not one. No, 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 not one. No, 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 no. One else can heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, no, not one. Jesus knows all about
our
struggles.
Yes, yes, yes.
He will guide till the day is done.
Oh, yes, he can.
There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, no, not one. No, 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 not one.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Join me in this prayer. Please pray with me. Father God, it's me. and most humble servant.
Yes.
Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to, before I read my scripture, I want to give a special shout out to one of my friends. Amen. She is my friend. Amen. Because whenever we get around each other, we have just a Holy Ghost filled time. And that's Sister Hazel Moak. Amen. Who is in a rehab facility. God bless you. We're praying for you. And you know that your pastor loves you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The scripture will come out of the gospel according to Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, "Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say that the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them.' All this was done so that it might be fulfilled what the prophet said, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.' So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and he sat on them. And a great, very multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes went who went before, and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the highest.' And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, 'Who is this?' So the multitude said, 'This is Jesus,
amen,
the prophet from Nazareth,
yes,
of Galilee.' May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word.
Amen.
For our subject today, the blood-soaked road to salvation. All or nothing. I must admit that I have always been intrigued with the triumphant entry, as this Sunday represents the week before the crucifixion, and as we call it, Palm Sunday. When reading the blessed word of God, you will find that this is one of the few incidents that span across the entire four gospels, creating solidarity amongst the authors and storytellers. As Jesus prepared for his impending rejection, death, burial, and resurrection, he knew that the presence of his Father would be the only source of peace that he would have. Everything that Jesus did in this world was to fulfill the scriptures that were written before him, to prove that the word of God would not return to his people in void. You see, the Jewish people of that time and this still in this contemporary era, but still believed that their Messiah will emerge and create an atmosphere where they will become victorious over all nations. This leader will come in the form of a military leader to overthrow the hands of oppression, riding in on a great stallion with a sword and shield. And as we read in scriptures, Jesus entered into Jerusalem not as a military leader, not on a great stallion or with a sword and shield in his hands, but he came in on the back of a donkey. A donkey, the animal in that time was considered to be the most dumbest, useless animal of them all. My Prince of Peace rode in on one of the most peaceful animals that he could find. And as the people saw my Jesus, they marveled and they threw down their cloaks and they began to pull palm branches out the trees and they opened the Jerusalem gates. And for the first time, they recognized and received Jesus as the Son of David, the Messiah.
Take your time, Reverend.
And the king. It was at this time that Jesus no longer cared if the people knew who he was, for his earthly ministry was coming to an end. But for Dante, something did not sit right with Dante. Something did not seem right with this story. For the Christian who may be reading this story, it should cause one to swell up with great emotion.
Yeah.
Thinking to oneself, how they have finally accepted Jesus as the one who was to come. But as I put my own spiritual caps on, I can see Jesus riding past all these people, blessing them, loving on them, caring for them. But I also see Jesus quoting scriptures. I can hear Jesus quoting Psalm 23, verse 4, saying that, "Yea, though I walk through the valley and of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." My pastor and my friend, Reverend Dr. Robert L. Hope, taught me two things to live by. First, it is that you never get too comfortable in any situation where you lose focus on what's going on around you. The second thought was always to be aware that there will be some that will love you one day, but will hate you the next. The first thought, we can all figure that out. But let's focus for a minute on the second.
Amen.
Most of the people that were there accepted Jesus due to the fact that they thought that he was coming to remove the hands of Rome, the hands of oppression off of them, and not accepted him as the savior of their souls. They accepted him because of their need for a messianic deliverer, one who would lead them in a revolt against Rome. Thus, with the idle talks of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the high priests among the people, the same ones who prayed Hosanna as he came through Jerusalem were the same ones who yelled, "Crucify him." James 4:17 stated that, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." You see, Jesus was not concerned about what would happen to his body. He was not worried about what the people said. He knew that it was not it was now or never, the 2 feet in or 2 feet out, all or nothing. This story teaches me to always be prepared for the battle ahead, to keep my mind, my body, and my soul focused on the mission of God, and to always remind the people that you who you are and whose you are. I am a Christian, born and bred. I try to be Christ-like, and if I had the power to give up this life for a 90-year-old person so that they could experience just a little piece of the love of God, I would do it without hesitation. So I guess my question to you is, my family and my friends, what side of the palm tree are you on? Are you on the side of the palm tree that sees Jesus as the one who supplied all your needs when he healed your sickness, when he raised you from your deathbed, caught you in the midst of a sin, looked at you and said, "Your sins are forgiven, but sin no more"? Were you the one who that was blind, but at the feet of Jesus, you were blind, but now you see? Or perhaps you were the one that was at the pool of Bethesda, and every time you were supposed to get that blessing, somebody more qualified, or so they thought, got in the pool before you. And Jesus saw you and healed you from all your infirmities and told you to get up and walk. Or maybe, just maybe, you were the one who jumped out of the ship and ran to Jesus, but because of you took your eyes off the prize, you began to sink down into the water. And just at the brink of death, Jesus saved you from drowning. Nah, but maybe you were the one with the issue of blood, and nobody could find the solution to your problem. But when you focus your eyes on Jesus, he came through like a mighty wind, and when you touched the hem of his garment, you were made whole. 1 John 3:3 asserts that everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as Jesus is pure. Or are you the one
Are you the one that's on the other side of the tree? Will you have to question if Jesus is who he says he is?
Mm-hmm.
His name is not Jesus. There was no letter J in the Aramaic or Hebrew alphabet. I'm not going to call on the name of Jesus. His name is Joshua. Or are you the one? Are you one of those who claims that Christianity is a white man's religion, and all, I'm going to focus my strengths and all my talents on my African roots? Well, all those African roots will find you rooted and grounded straight in hell. Or maybe you are keeping a secret. Maybe you were one of the ones that yelled out Hosanna to the highest, but because everyone else yelled out, crucify him, you went along with the pack, and now you share the guilt of condemning an innocent man to death. Well, we are sharing that. Every time we sin, we nail him back to the cross, right back at the cross. You see, Palm Sunday for me represents a great choice. It's either you are all in or you are all nothing. Are you truly happy at the sight of the coming of the Lord? Will you give up your all for Jesus? Or does the celebration of his upcoming resurrection mean nothing to you? For John 3:16 declared, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever so believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to ask you right now, where do you sit at the palm tree? Are you the one that's ready to take on the blood of Jesus? Or are you the one that says, I don't want nothing to do with it? I'm just doing this because my mama did it. I'm doing this because my daddy did it. I celebrate Easter just because I want to look good. I want to smell good. I want to come in with that new outfit. I want to ask you right now, what are you doing right now? How do you find yourself in this situation? If Jesus is your Lord and your Savior, then there is nothing.
Preach the word. Take your time.
He gave up his life.
Yes.
He spilled his most precious blood.
Yes.
So that we may live.
Yes.
So that we may have an opportunity to get it right.
Yes.
Are you all in? Or are you all nothing?
Yes.
Do you walk this blood-soaked path to salvation when all around you are pulling you to the left and to the right? Do you stay focused on the blood of Jesus? It is the blood of Jesus that will cleanse you. It's an old song that says it reaches to the highest up to the mountains, and it flows down to the lowest of the valleys. I'm going to ask you right now, what do you see? Where are you? Where is your path? Are you all in? Or are you all nothing? It's your decision. I've given you a word to think about. A word to ponder, and a word to hide within you. Because if it was not for the blood of Jesus, where would you be right now? If it was not for the sacrifices of Jesus, where would you be right now? Where would you be if Jesus did not enter into Jerusalem? If he did not get on the back of that donkey? If they did not lay down those palm branches? Where would you be? Where would you be? Are you all in? Or are you all nothing?
Amen.
That's my question. I leave to you.
Please.
God bless you.
Lord.
God bless you.
I love you.
Love you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
As you have heard the word, I ask for a response as we open up the door of the church, and that door being Jesus. Is there somebody here and you know that you have not been right with the Almighty, and it's time that you give your life back over?
Amen.
And you want to live a new life
following
the commandments of Jesus.
Yeah.
Offer you opportunity at salvation. If that is you, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again on the third day. Be the Lord of my life. I love you. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me of my sins so that I may walk in this new life with you forever.
and ever.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You.
Amen.
And you prayed that prayer with a sincere heart. Salvation now belongs to you.
Amen.
That if you die this very moment, you would go unto heaven.
Amen.
Now that's good news.
That's good.
Amen. That's
good news.
Amen. 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 God bless you. And may God keep you.
Amen.
While we still have some time, I would like to go through our communion ritual with the church.
Amen.
We will start with the general confession. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past and grant that we may hereafter serve and please thee in the newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Jump over to our sanctus. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Together we will say, therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord, most high.
Amen.
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 We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in the manifold and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same, Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and bodies may be made clean by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. The prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy did give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his oblation once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of that his most precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we must humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receive from these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and gave it to them, saying, drink, gave to them, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. Do this as oft as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen.
Amen.
I would ask that all the ministers, amen. The bread
amen.
Represents the body that was broken for you. You may take it, and you may eat it together. For our ministers, the wine represents the blood that was shed for you. You may take it, and you may drink it together. Amen. Within your hearts, let us repeat the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name.
Thy
kingdom come. Thy
will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses.
And forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation.
Lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
But deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power,
for thine
the glory. Amen.
Kingdom, power, glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbor, and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God, and walking henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith. And take this holy sacrament to your comfort. For all members of you and those who are not members, if you have your blessed body and blood before you, the bread represents the body that was broken for you. Will you take it? And you may eat it. The wine, it represents the blood that was shed for you. You may take it, and you may drink it. Feast on it within your hearts. Arise, my brothers and my sisters, and take the name of God with you, wherever you may go. Remind this dying world about a living Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. We shall now have the Gloria in Excelsis. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that taketh away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that taketh away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy. Thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father, we all say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Before we close, I would like to say to all of my listeners, those who listen to the Jubilee Affair, it has been a true blessing. I pray that you have been blessed today by this worship service, by this Hughes Memorial Worship Service. Amen. We are a church here in Detroit. In River Rouge, amen. Shout out to River Rouge,
amen. Amen.
We are a church in River Rouge, amen. Michigan. And if you are looking for a Bible-based church with a Holy Ghost feel, I ask you and I invite you to come and visit and to be a part of our service and our church, amen. It will be a blessing to your spirit. The address is 456 Palmerston Street, amen. God bless you. May God keep you. I would like to, just for a minute, to pronounce a blessing. And then I have a song, amen, a song that is dear to my heart that we played at the beginning of the Jubilee Affair. I would want that song to be played at the end of this service. So now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love, may his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says, amen.
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 Amen. Yes, sir, Brother Hakim. The floor is yours, sir.
lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
Oh,